The Sea Turtle Patrol starts his day at sunrise.
So the reason we need to get out at first light is to make sure we can see the tracks before anybody else gets out here. Something that weighs 350 pounds is going to leave evidence.
Bill Ahern directs the Sea Turtle Program in Miami-Dade County.
Now here's another nest. This is another loggerhead nest.
His team monitors and marks nests left by sea turtles who lay eggs in the sand and then return to the sea. The patrols also work with beach residents to keep track of new nests and possible threats to existing ones.
So here comes one of my beach walkers. Hi, Julie.
Something hatched?
I don't know. I'm checking now. I don't think so.
Nearly 65,000 turtles nested on Florida's Atlantic coast last year. A tiny portion come to Miami Beach, where they face many risks. Tough laws have cracked down on poachers, and bright lights from nearby buildings can confuse hatchlings, luring them onto roads instead of into the ocean.
And I recall in the mid-60s, myself and my beach buddies and mine would go pick up baby hatchlings and put them in the water.
To avoid that problem, city officials have imposed limits on coastal lighting. The end result, Ahern's team has been able to leave more nests intact and out of the hatchery they maintain.
We only had 25 nests moved to the hatchery. In the years prior to this, prior to 2003, everything would get relocated back to a safe, protected area of the hatchery.
Although most sea turtles hatch on their own, emerging at night, some have a harder time.
And here we go. We have one loggerhead so far. We may find out that some of the eggs are unfertile. We may find some that have succumbed to the nest and expired and died. But that guy's pretty lively. So we've saved him.
In the future, the Sea Turtle Program hopes to do away with the hatchery. Educating beachgoers is a step in that direction. Each week, people are invited to see a release of hatchlings recovered from nests.
Ready? All right.
The experience helps sunbathers understand the role of the beach in the turtle's life cycle. Since 1980, the Miami-Dade program has released more than 500,000 turtle hatchlings to the sea.
I have two hatchlings that are raring to go, and we're going to let them go here all over.
Only a fraction of the hatchlings will escape predators and man-made perils in their first year.
Their instincts are so keen, I'll face it to the west, and we'll watch this guy. See if he can turn right around facing the ocean, Mother Ocean.
For the females born on Miami Beach, as adults, they will try to return home to lay their eggs. Brian Wagner, VOA News.